This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Friday. It's Friday. We've reached Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony. He should be here in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. It's Friday. The first week back from vacation, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but the first week back from vacation can always be a little rough because you're getting back into the swing of things and the weird sleep schedule that we keep and all that. So I'm happy to have finally dragged my sorry butt to Friday morning.
Yeah, once I reach, once I get to like Tuesday, I'm good of that first week of vacation. First week back from vacation, I'm normally good. All right, happened to me yesterday. I'm leaving the building. So here's a story for you. And I'd met her before, but I became reacquainted with a saint. Okay?
Okay.
An absolute saint. All right? I go and I walk down the steps and I go to leave the building. And there's a woman. Oh, I go to open the door and there's a double door. And there's a woman standing there and she's obviously waiting for someone. Okay? And I say to her, "Hi, can I?" Because she looks as if she looks as if somebody needs to say, "Can I help you with something?" Okay, and normally we recognize everybody in and out of the building. So I go, "Hi, can I help you with something?" And she goes, "Yeah, I have Joe's lunch." And I go, "Oh, hi, you're Joe's wife, right?" And she goes, "Yeah, you're Colin, right?" And I go, "Yeah." I go, "You don't have to wait out here." I go, "Good to see you. You could come all the way up to the building." I go, "What does Joe have for lunch, by the way, today?"
This is Starkey we're talking about, correct?
Correct.
Okay, it's got to be good.
The famed Susie.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, kind of standoffishly, not to me, but to Joe, "Well, I packed it. It's fresh-made pasta salad." Oh. And there was like a sandwich or something. And then I think maybe I let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I go, "Oh, so he doesn't have like a Marie Callender's frozen meal that he's just going to bring in and then let thaw and then just eat it." And she kind of gave me this weird look like,
"He does that?
Like, wait a minute. Like, he just brings in a frozen meal."
Yeah.
And, huh. That's, and she goes, "Oh." Then she goes, "Oh, yeah, it's fresh-made pasta salad. Look at it." She goes, "I could make you some sometime." And I looked at it, and it was like bow tie pasta with oil in it and a little bit of tomatoes and things. I go, "This looks spectacular." And I go, "You just go right up these stairs, right up to the door, and someone will be there, and they'll help you out and whatever." She's like, "Oh, it's so great to see you. So great to see you." And I'm thinking, like, how did this all come to be? How did this all come to be? Because Joe was working by himself yesterday, right? There was no Ron. I'm sure he was frazzled trying to plan the show. Did Joe forget his lunch? Whatever. So there's two layers to this. It was definitely not expected. Like, she came here.
Right.
Because she cobbled it together and brought it. So there's that. Secondly, I wonder if... I don't wonder this. Joe has never let on what he brings for lunch. She absolutely does not approve of the fact that Joe Starkey brings a frozen dinner and doesn't leave it in the freezer. He just lets it thaw out on the railing here.
The countertop thing,
and then just kind of heats it up for a second.
That's the bigger story here.
Yeah, she was not happy about that. She goes, she looks at me, and this is exactly what she said. She goes, "Oh?" And then I played it off real quick because I could see it was going in a direction where I was going to then be interrogated.
Right.
And I go, oh, no, what about this pasta salad? That's what I said. I go, what about this pasta salad? She goes, oh, yeah, it's very fresh, and I just made it. And yeah, from the garden or
Starkey's
whatever.
Going to have some – he already had some questions to answer. I wonder if he when did. When he got home.
Which I wonder if I should ask him about that because I did text him.
Yeah.
Because he told a fascinating story about the former Penguins coach and about just totally admitting that he tanked games. So I text him. I go, that was a fascinating story, Joe. And I go, how was the pasta salad? And he said, how did you know? I go, how do you think your wife got in the building? And then he goes, oh, it's so, so good. So he knows I let her in the building.
I think you got to let him know that you may have been the one to accidentally let the frozen meal cat out of the bag.
Right. Who does that other than Joe Stark? He just brings in a frozen meal and lets it thaw.
Now, do we have it confirmed that he doesn't actually take it back to the microwave at all, that he just...
No, he does take it back to the microwave, I think, but I don't think it's then sort of ruined. You're supposed to kind of leave it frozen. He lets it sit out for like 2 hours.
I don't know.
But what I'm thinking that the move for me is, I don't know. I don't even know if I approach it with him. I don't think she said, I don't know. If he would eat well and eat regular like that as opposed to those frozen meals. Listen, if Susie is willing to make or they can make together stuff like that fresh pasta, so he'd be in a much better mood if he would eat right than eat that garbage.
Well, that's see, the thing here is I'm looking at it from your perspective, right?
Uh-huh.
Like at some point, maybe it's Colony's 4th of July party, whatever, whenever, it'll come up again that you let her into the building so she could drop lunch off to Joe, right?
Yes.
If it hasn't already, which it probably did. And so when it comes up to that point, she's going to remember the little comment about the frozen meals, and she's going to mention it to Joe. And Joe's going to wonder, why didn't Colin tell me about that?
Yes.
So
okay.
You got to get ahead of it. You got to be completely open and forthright and be like, listen, have kind of thrown you under the bus. I didn't mean to. It was just a jokey thing that I said to your wife when I let her
right, but
building.
I could tell by her face she was not happy that that's the method in which you're eating lunch.
Yes.
We got to work on this.
Yeah.
We got, because I don't know if he was talked to about this yesterday or whatever, but what I do know is this. His wife is not happy about the fact that he's bringing in a frozen lunch for lunch, a frozen dinner for lunch. Essentially, something that is like 1,100 calories that's frozen.
It's been the better part of a decade and a half, nearly two decades, I think, that she's been trying to civilize this man. This is a man who his personal trajectory was going to take him directly to like vice president of the Bills Mafia if he had continued down the path he was on. He was going to be lighting himself on fire and jumping through tables in the Rich Stadium parking lot someday. That's just, Starkey had no cares in the world. He was a fly-by-night, live day-to-day kind of guy.
Right.
She came into his life and has worked hard over the last two decades to give this man some focus. And it's we're now to the point where it's probably, Joe, come on. You need to set a good example for your daughter. You need to take care of yourself.
That's the whole point.
You can't be eating these frozen meals for lunch every day.
You have the opportunity to live a regular suburban life.
Yes.
I saw it when she brought in a nice little bag that looked like it was from like a nice little store. It had a kind of a handle on it. It was a little one that, like from a card shop or something. It might have even had a little bow with his name in cursive on it. She took the time to make him a nice little lunch, and it had a Tupperware container with pasta salad and whatever. And I think the disheveled sort of living, how, because I know Joe's backstory, he tells it all, and I've had conversation with him, living off of Walnut Street and like this bohemian sort of life.
We've all been there, Colin.
He doesn't need to do that anymore. If you saw him and then his wife next to each other, you're like, why is this perfectly well-adjusted woman who it looks like she is just the proper form of a suburban nice lady? What is she? Is that guy asking her for change?
We're all cut from the similar cloth of in our 20s, We just lived day to day, especially our early 20s, college, just getting our careers started.
Yes.
You're just living, hour to hour, minute to minute, deadline to deadline, man. You're just trying to, fight off life every single day. And then we all, I think, got lucky enough to find people who got us pushed in the right direction to a certain extent, right? And we ran with it from there. And Joe is no different than the rest of us. And look, you mentioned the ability to sort of get into that suburbanite lane, right?
Suburbanite dad lane.
He's embraced it. He's embraced it fully. He's coaching softball teams.
Yeah, you're right.
And CYO basketball teams. He's now getting into the game of golf.
Then pack your lunch.
Then pack your own lunch and be a little bit more responsible.
Don't just let a frozen meal
thaw out on the countertop for 2 hours before you eat it at noon every day.
I know. That's something you do when you're living in an efficiency apartment in South Oakland. You got to fix that, Joe. You got to get out of that. And I saw the other, I mean, she was so excited to bring that to him. She is in love with Joe Starkey.
Yes.
She needs her head examined. But no, we're all there. Like, I think about that. And what do these women see in us?
Like, do you ever think to yourself, man, if I hadn't found my wife, where would I be? Now, there's obviously a little bit more freedom that would come with not being married and having a family. Sure, obviously.
You'd probably be
in Vegas.
No, I would probably be bringing a frozen dinner like that. But that's the whole point. Joe should have graduated from that. I'm going to talk to him today about this.
I think that's the best way to handle it.
I might even bring him in on the show today and tell him about this interaction I had with this. It is like, wait a minute. What does she see in him? Because I feel the same way about my wife. That interaction could happen if my wife was standing out there.
Or mine.
Right.
Yep.
But it's like, I do pack my own lunch, and I don't, there's certain things I do that I'm sure are quirks that I can't let go from the past, like the bachelor sort of thing.
Yeah.
Sort of life. But that one is a big, how does he not see the other side yesterday and see this perfectly manicured and wonderful pasta salad and put together and say, wow, I could do this every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, because there's a certain convenience in leaning on those old crutches that we all have from the past, and his is the frozen microwave meal that he's just going to let thaw out on the counter before he finally
eats it. Of course I have a problem.
Do you think when his wife came up, he said, thanks, horse? And he calls everybody horse. Thank you, horsey.
Thank you, Trixie.
It was the best looking pasta salad I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, she could put it in a restaurant somewhere, serve it as a side
pasta
in a restaurant.
Salad is.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
you get either spirals or bow ties.
It was bow ties, yes.
And a little bit of Italian dressing or just some oil, like you said, and some herbs sprinkled in for some flavor. And then the little cut up baby tomatoes, cherry tomatoes.
It was. They were. They were whole, though. They weren't cut up.
Okay.
Because I don't think she wanted them to.
Right on the nut.
and then if you want to get real wild, you can get like some pieces of pepperoni and cheese, little cubes of cheese and pepperoni, and throw them in there too. And then you're really living large.
It looked good. And I don't know how it didn't enlighten him. By the way, update Rick Dayton, Vietnamese women still on his Facebook page. It's wild.
What is Facebook doing to this man?
Yeah, I don't know. It is wild.
Clean it up.
Crazy, totally crazy. All right, we get going with the Steelers quarterback situation. We have an update for you from a pitcher in Indianapolis that you're going to want to hear in the first hour, that's for sure. Is golf. I was watching golf yesterday and thought for a second, is this the life? Is that the life in professional sports that you would have if you could have any? We discussed that the first hour as well. A very good morning to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.